Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Today, I welcome Yvette to the show, where we're going to be talking about self-confidence, creativity, being authentic, working through rejection, and much, much more. We're going to be diving into mindset and all things around that. So just a quick introduction to Yvette. So Yvette is helping children's book authors have accelerated processes to launch their stories with confidence and authority so they can publish their vision with authenticity. So Yvette, really glad to have you on board. Having written some things myself, I absolutely loving what you're doing and helping people really get into their dreams, be creative, express themselves. What really got you into this and wanting to help people with this area?
Well, Johnny, thank you for inviting me first. It's a pleasure talking, you know, with you. So the story is very funny. I am a teacher. I'm a mom. Mm-hmm. And I believe strongly in literacy, the power that it brings to children, the mm-hmm. freedom that allows you to actually, you know, understand, decodify the words and read. And when you read, then the whole world opens and then you get a lot of possibilities to happen. So as a teacher, I definitely believe that a child, you know, is not just a privilege to read, it's a right. Mm-hmm. And I was in a very long trip, very, very long trip. I don't sleep in planes. I was going to India, actually. And I started just saying, my gosh, what am I going to do? And instead of watching movies, I decided to start writing. And I always carry with me a journal or a sketchbook. And I started remembering how I was telling stories to my son when he was a toddler at bedtime. And then one of the stories is about a mouse. And actually, we end up, you know, having the book. And this is the little mouse. It's a mouse that travels around the world. And this is his little, can you see his little, you know, suitcase?
Yeah.
He carries his suitcase all over the place. By the time I end up arriving to India, it was supposed to be a toddler book. A toddler book is something like this, very short and sweet, couple of pages, right?
Yeah.
It ended up being a chapter book because it was such a long fight that, you know, I started just writing, and then outlining the chapters and the stories. And then I thought, you know what, rather than make it a toddler book, a little short and sweet story, let's make it a chapter book because this mouse loves to visit different countries. And then from there, I designed the idea that he would travel to all the 7 continents and he would then stop in a particular country representative of a continent, right? And that's how we, you know, start this adventure. And from there, it was just... it was organically. It just happened organically.
Oh, wow. Love it. Yeah. So you started being like creative and then you decided to help others with that as well.
And then when I saw the potential and I saw that it was an amazing, you know, idea to expand and not, you know, not just about me, but about giving to others. Then I started to meeting a lot of authors, a lot of illustrators. I started to go to places to, I started to going and support authors when they were signing books. And I would look, you know, which author would be in a particular bookstore at a given time. And I wanted like a little child, right? You take that inner child of you and, you know, you create joy. And then you give joy at the same time. So I would, you know, go there and I wanted the author to have, you know, autograph my book and take a photo with him or her. But I wouldn't stop right there. I would go the extra mile of follow him on the social media and be in touch with that person and starting connecting relationship. And through the years, I was able, because, you know, I speak different languages as well, and I love traveling, really. So through the years, I created these amazing worldwide connections of authors and illustrators, national and international. And it was amazing. It was amazing because now, with all the tools that I know, with the knowledge that I have, then I started helping aspiring authors to create their own stories and to have them publish. And then I understand both worlds, the self-publishing and the traditional publishing. So then I can help them to see and feel and have their book published.
Oh, I love it. You've been on quite a journey just from initial writing on the plane to India, and now
you never know. People. You never know.
So, like, with, I remember myself, like, when I started to write a book the first time, it got a little bit like overwhelming, and then as I went through the process, I managed to kind of like overcome that and then write several books. A lot of people thinking about wanting to write a book, but they're getting like a little bit overwhelmed. Like, for the individual who's maybe a little bit overwhelmed, how can they kind of maybe work through that a little bit, or what may be a good first step to help them
I think that it's like anything else. The first word that comes in my mind is discipline. And the second word that comes is passion. And the third one is authenticity, because you have to have discipline in order to do anything that you are willing to conquer. You're willing to do something for the first time. You have to have objectives. You have to have a guideline, right? So let's say, like, the illustrators, you want to be an illustrator, then practice 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes a day, sketching, just doodling. It doesn't have to be a piece of art, but just the exercise of not being afraid of a white paper and mistakes, right? Just get any medium, get crayons, get watercolors, get Posca pens, get a brush, and just color. And it's a form of practice. You will see that in a sketchbook. Then when you'll get your turn to publish your story, it might be something in that sketchbook, the key to, you know, initiate a great story. Because there might be a character that you drew that has potential. It might be a word that inspired you, that you believe so. And from there, boom, you can start, right? Crafting a story. So discipline is important. Writing the journal is so important. If, you know, I believe that you're already an author, a writer, because when you send an email, you're writing. When you are, you know, even as silly as it sounds, you're doing a to-do list, you're writing, right? If you have a blog, you're writing. So now writing to become a published author, if you have a journal and you practice that every day, 10 minutes, then you are just creating the flow, the discipline. And then when you review your journal, there's so many things that you discover. It's a self-discovery also. And then passion, it comes together with authenticity, because you have to write what comes from your heart, what it's so loud to you that you want to share that message with others, or that story with others.
So
that's the authenticity part.
What for authenticity, what do you say it is for you? Is it's coming from the heart?
So for me is I want to inspire and I want to motivate children, empower them, motivating them in terms of loving to read. Because right now we're encountering that kids are more in the cell phone, in apps, in playing digital games. So you have to develop the passion of reading and my motto, my desire is to empower them and to create nice stories that either, you know, they will laugh or they will connect with the family, parents and child, you know, establishing those relationships even stronger. So for me, because I'm an educator, I'm a teacher, it's my stories always have a message, you know, always have a message, but it's not in front of you. It's a message that you will discover it as you read the story. So either I have a book that is I Want to Be, is I don't know if I have it here, but it's a book about ABCs. This one right here, this one. And this book, I illustrated, and I am inviting children and parents to see options of professions that they are not even the top professions that everybody talks. Like, for example, optometrist. It's very rare that, you know, a child or a parent may say, hey, do you want to become an optometrist, right? An optometrist. And here is, you know, even he's funny because he's dressing a karate kid, a karate costume, but he has his chart. Oh, I don't know how to show you this. The chart of reading right there, right? Yeah. and then he is helping. So it says here, I want to be an outstanding optometrist and help children see better. So even that has a message. There's a reason why that little boy wants to become an optometrist. And it's about inspiring them. And that's what I do. It comes authentic. It comes from my heart. Mm-hmm. And it's inspirational, motivational, empowering story.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I love that, those three elements you say about the discipline, the passion, and authenticity. It's a great combo. So yeah, like I found like for myself, not just like when putting like some work out there, but just generally in life. And we were talking a little bit about this before we started, you can get into this kind of these rejections, right? Especially if you're going out there and trying to share your books with publishers, you may face a little bit of rejection. How have you been able to utilize this, or how would you sort of like coach maybe creatives out there through the rejection that may possibly come up?
Yeah. Rejection is definitely a vocabulary word that, you know, we have to be aware of it. I think there's a couple of words that it makes sense to add them to our vocabulary list and understand the meaning. So rejection in this world of publishing industry is not personal. It's not personal because you are not really interacting with that person one-on-one, or, you know, you don't even know that person. They don't know you. There's no background history. So it's just the media that you're using is an email, usually, or now people pitch in Twitter too, the stories to agents or to publishers. And the rejection is just a part of telling you that you are getting closer to a yes.
Oh, I love that.
You're getting closer to your dream. And the rejection means that it might not be the right set for neither parties. So it might not be the right set for that publisher because that publisher is not in the moment looking for that particular theme or story. And it can change in 3 years. It can change because either the publisher goes to another publisher company and someone else comes, and then they see your Instagram. And let's say that it's 3 years now and you have not yet published, but you have a very strong mindset and you're not taking rejections personally. And personal, you know that it's going to happen, right? So this new publisher comes and looks and scrolls the Instagram and sees a little bit of your writing, or comes across to with your illustrations. And suddenly what someone told you no, someone will tell you yes. I guess that you have to be aware that it takes the right time, the right combination, the right, you know, place for the right place, meaning the right publisher company that will open the doors to invest in your story, because they are going to be the ones who are going to pay for the publishing. They're going to be the ones that they're going to market your book. So they are doing a leap of faith over your work. And if you see it like a ladder, we're not Spider-Mans. We cannot just jump all the way up in a ladder. We go one and another one and another one and another one, then we're at the top of the ladder. That is the rejections. You go one step, you go another one, you go another one, you go another one, and then it, you know, eventually it happens. Can you accelerate the process? I think that the only way to accelerate the process is if all the pieces are in combined with the universe and aligned. If you have, you know, talk to the publisher or create a relationship, a connection, if the publisher knows what you're doing, you know, now versus what you were doing 3 years ago, you also probably changed as an author or came up with other stories. You develop, you know, at least maybe three stories from 3 years to now, or four, and maybe one of them is going to connect right away. So yeah, I think that there's ways to accelerate the process, but still is a process. It's not going to happen overnight.
No, I love that. I think it's what you shared there for me certainly was something you could transfer to different situations in life as well. It's not like, it's like an ongoing process, right? And it's rejection's just like another step closer to where you want to go. But yeah, like particularly in this, it's not personal. Well, I think in general, you should take, I try not to take things personal if I get a rejection. You know, someone who's had a project management and a sales career, I'm quite used to that concept of hearing no. So I love what you shared there. So thank you.
No, it's like when you are looking for a job and it takes time to research. It doesn't matter. The more that you research, the higher the chances you are going to be able to qualify for a job or a publisher, because you have to go through certain steps, like understanding what is their strength, understanding what is what they are looking for, understanding what is what, you know, a particular publisher wants, or, you know, she's passionate or he's passionate about. Same thing with a job. If you look that the jobs are looking specifically, you know, most of them to a certain skill, let's say that they need you to speak two languages because one language is not enough. And you're seeing that constantly. That's a guide, or that's like, you know, a sign for you to invest in learning a second language. Because then if you learn a second language, then you're opening the possibilities. Now you can go and find a job in a place that you didn't even imagine, because now you have another language. So it's you adding skill sets. So when you know poetry, when you know fiction, when you're writing rhymes, you are, you know, expanding your portfolio.
Yeah, that's another really good point, I think. As we kind of come to sort of like wrapping things up today, I just kind of want to ask you a question I always ask guests, and that is, what would be your number one confidence tip? It could be something we've talked about already, could be something else. And yeah, where can the listener find you or find out more about your work if they want to connect with you?
So a great tip that I like to share, and it might be, you know how they say some common senses sometimes are not as common sense?
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
100%, you know, yeah.
Yeah, it's common sense, but we don't put it in
it's
practice.
It's not common.
Yeah, so here is one. So go to your favorite library, public library or bookstore, and look who is printing. For example, I'm going to show you this book. Who is the publisher of this book, or the book that you pick up, of course. It's just an example. and then go in their website, see the type of books that they publish, see if they are having submissions, if they are having open submissions, read the guidelines, follow the guidelines exactly how they are telling you, send the information exactly how they are telling you to send it. And the only extra thing I would do is I would not only just look for the publisher who published the book, but I would actually go and see the Instagram or the Facebook of the author. And I would even purchase it. I would really purchase it. And then, you know, I would read it and I would send him a note and say, hey, you know what? What an amazing book. It's just the starting of connecting dots, right? And it's research and connections.
Yeah. Love that for building your confidence.
And then, you know, they can get, we talk about something interesting to give to your audience. And, you know, I will be more than happy to give them, we're going to put a link, I guess you're going to put a link, where they can book 15-minute coaching session where they can ask me anything of the publishing industry. And it's a free calling. So to your followers, to your audience.
Oh, thank you. We'll be sure to link that up, that free 15-minute call. So appreciate that, Yvette. So a massive thank you for coming on today, Yvette. We really appreciate everything you shared.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Johnny.
You're welcome. So that concludes our episode for today. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.